How you doing? Today I'm going to talk about Kamelion. This is Mad Rush. First thing you want to know is, what is Kamelion? Kamelion is a lightweight browser that's based on the Mozilla/Firefox rendering engine. This means that it renders the web pages the same way that either SeaMonkey or Firefox would. Now, the main difference with Kamelion and Firefox is Firefox uses its own API for the user interface, where Kamelion uses the Windows native user interface API. I guess the second thing you'd want to know is, why should I use Kamelion instead of other browsers like Firefox or Opera, Well, the thing with, for me, I've been having some trouble on my laptop lately. I've been using Windows, and for whatever reason, on this particular installation of Windows, or maybe some bad RAM or something on this computer, Firefox is really, it's been really acting funny and, it's just unstable and quirky. And then Opera has actually been crashing. I've never had a computer where Opera would crash before, but now I do. So it occurred to me that I had to take a look at this old browser that I had tried out a couple of years back. In fact, I originally checked it out when it was when Firefox was called Phoenix. This browser is small and it is fast and it is configurable. I don't know about you guys, but I always have a problem where, as an example, I use my Comcast email, I go to compose a message, and it wants to open up a new window. I don't like windows, I like tabs. That's why I bother with different browsers other than Internet Explorer. Well, I know for Firefox that at one point I'd use an extension that lets you actually redirect JavaScript windows, like new opening windows and stuff, to new tabs instead. This one, out of the box, it lets you pick the default behavior between, like, either tabs, like when you open new links to go to a tab, to go to a background tab, which is one big thing I don't like about Opera. I imagine there's a way to change it, but I just never got around to it. I have it set so that when I open pages and stuff, it'll go to a new background tab instead of the way Opera does it. When you click a link, it goes directly to a new tab. It brings you over there. So in case, like if you're from Wikipedia or something and you're just open up a million tabs to read through, if you're like me, you'll end up losing your place and you're going to go backtrack where you were. Kind of frustrating. This one, out of the box, you can set it that way. And you can even have it so that when you type in a URL to the, except for the main address bar, it'll open it in the background tab or a new tab or the current tab, whatever you like. It's flexible. This browser is flexible. It really, if you go to the advanced preferences, it lets you change everything. That's what really sells it to me. It has features. Even though, it's relatively quick and easy to use and, it's still got a lot of functionality. Years back when I used it, I really noticed a big improvement. Even years ago, even though Firefox was quick then, it was quicker. Now, I can really see a big difference between Firefox, with how it used to be. Firefox, I'm sure plenty of you out there know how much of a memory whore it can be. Well, when it idles on my computer, it's almost at a 50 gig? I don't think so. It uses about 50 megs RAM. Kamelion, let's see what Kamelion. I got maybe 10 tabs open right now. Let's say Kamelion's using. Kamelion's, I got 26 megs under Kamelion with like 10 tabs. And Firefox, right now, Firefox is at 93 megs. And let's see how many tabs I got open here. I got 4 tabs! So, I don't know if there's just like some kind of enormous memory leak on the Windows version of Firefox, or if my computer is just going crazy, or Firefox is just that bad nowadays. But, it's taking up 93 megs. That's ridiculous. Not every computer has a gig of RAM, This computer especially not. It's 512. 512 is pretty good, but, when your Firefox is using 100 megs for 4 tabs, I don't know what to do, So anyway, back to Kamelion. It's still, back in the day when I was just using it, it really lacked as far as features. Getting things like Flash on there were kind of like non-existent. Because even on Firefox, back then it was, you had to know a thing or two before you could get it. Well, I don't know if it's a consequence of already having Flash installed for Firefox, but, right out of the box, I downloaded Kamelion, and I go to YouTube, no problem, it all works. So, aside from that, there's a lot of other things that are nice that are built in that for Firefox you'd need like an extension. One of them, if Opera users, mouse gestures. So it's got mouse gestures. You have your user agent switcher. You know, I think that's pretty much standard stuff nowadays is a user agent switcher, which is nice in case you get those websites to say, oh, you're an Internet Explorer, you can't use it. It's got a neat little thing. It's basically a session manager. It lets you add, they call it groups. It lets you add pages to a group or layer. And in this browser, for whatever reason, something I dislike is they call tabs layers. Whatever. Same thing. Different name. Anyway, the groups. If you have a couple of pages of the same kind of interest, let's say web development, you work on a website and you want to see how a few different pages look when you change your style sheet all at once, without, you know, all in one window. So let's say you got five of those. You add them to a group. When you close the window, you can get back to them quickly. Instead of making a new tab for each one, all you gotta do is you go to groups and you pick your web development one you just made. And it's also got a feature like how Firefox allows you to return to your previous session before you close the browser last. It lets you, as a default group, if you will, it says last session. And you pick that, same thing. Some of the things that I like about this, I've had trouble in the past where I can't get the toolbars exactly the way I want them. Whether they don't let you put the address bar up with the file menu, or they actually don't let you move the file menu. I believe Firefox is like that, or was, I'm not sure. Anyway, on this one, I managed to get it down to two rows for my browser window, which means I have the most real estate possible for the web page, which is great, because on this laptop, it only does 1024 by 768 natively. Now, right now, I've got it hooked up to an external monitor, so I can do more. But it's still, you know, it's something I want to do for when I'm using the internal display on the laptop. It's nice, you know, you get older machines, you can really make things smaller. Visually, you know, uses less real estate. So, now there's a couple buttons on here, right on the default toolbars that don't come on other browsers. One of them, which is really nice, which is reminiscent of, like, if you're using the Windows Explorer or if you're using Conqueror, it's an up directory button, or up one level. It lets you backpedal up a level in the directory of the website. Like, let's say it's got, you know, you're four levels deep into some odd thing, and you can go back one, or up one, you know, whenever there, and, you know, to hit a back button to go there. Instead of clicking the address bar, deleting the whatever directory you're in, hitting enter, you hit one button, it goes up. That's nice. Next to that, it's got a go button, which is the same as every other browser ever made. It has a... You type in the URL, you hit go, it goes. Same as any answer. Now this one, as far as the address bar is concerned, instead of having two separate text entry fields for the search, you know, like the Google search or whatever, you know, your favorite search engine is, the search and the URL area are together. It's one. So it's kind of nice when you end up putting like a, you know, a 10-page long thing into a little search thingy, and you only see a little bit of it. It's nice. It's got, like other browsers, you can add or, I guess, remove your search providers. And this one actually comes, unlike other ones, it comes with quite a few. You know, I can go through the list, but it's just kind of pointless. You can see for yourself. It's got a lot. And I like the way it handles adding and removing them. For Internet Explorer, for Firefox, actually, maybe just for Firefox, I know you got to get, like, a little file. I mean, it's a simple file, whatever, but you still got to go get it. You got to go look at the list of extensions, you got to search in there, find your one, you know. This has just got like a, I guess you'd say that like a table view when you go to the preferences, and you can just put them in right there. It's nice. So one of the problems you're going to face with this browser is because it doesn't use the user interface that Firefox does, extensions for Firefox aren't gonna work. That sucks. That's one of the biggest things I like about Firefox. So that's a kind of a problem. Now, at least for me, the most important extension I use on a daily basis is Adblock Plus. And it turns out the guys who make that already, you know, I guess they must have seen this browser, or maybe they use it even. They have a compatible version for it. I looked at their website. It says, okay, download the Adblock Plus for Chameleon. Unzip it to your Chameleon root directory. And then follow these steps. Well, I started looking at the steps, and I got a little confused, because they had you editing what would be the equivalent of the Chrome, you know, user preferences for Firefox, the same sort of thing on here. And there's some discrepancies between what they wanted you to do and what Chameleon told you was the right syntax and this and that. And so I'm looking around. And I say, you know what? Let me just try it. So I close Chameleon. I open it back up again. What do you know? Adblock Plus is installed. It says, hey, I found Adblock. Would you like to use it? I say, oh, yes, I would. So I got Adblock on here, no problem. I bet you there's some other ones out there. But it's not going to just, you know, plug and play with other extensions, which is really a deal breaker. But for me, as long as I have Adblock, I can survive. That's the big one. So, covered groups, covered the extensions, or lack of extensions, I guess. Let's see, what else we got here? Mouse gestures, I mentioned that, yeah. Well, I think that's pretty much it. If you get any questions about this, or comments, corrections, suggestions, whatever, just give me a message at medrush@comcast.net. And hopefully the audio quality through this one wasn't too bad. I'm trying to find out a good, you know, good way to do things. Maybe next time be better. I don't know. All right, see you later.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net. So head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.